朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
今天要来继续讲这些人是谁，我要讲充满使命感的黎西米。
Today we will continue on this message series. Who are these people? And today we'll talk about.
我想我们对黎西米一点都不陌生哈。
We're not we're very familiar with Nehemiah.
特别我们在买会所的那一段时间，充满了征战和挑战的日子里面。
Especially during those days when we were trying to purchase this church facility, those were the days full of challenges.
我们曾经很细的来查过《尼希米记》。
So we had gone through the book of Nehemiah in detail.
就发现那时候《尼希米记》的每一次的信息，正好都是教会那时候最需要的信息。
It seems that all the messages from Nehemiah is just exactly what we needed at that time.
像我们碰到公听的时候，我们就是正好读到第四章，好那个尼希米的征战。
When we were facing the public hearing, and we were exactly studying chapter 4 of Nehemiah.And he was facing great spiritual battle.
所以当我们今天讲的时候，我们只能够简单的从他的重点来复习。
So today we will just briefly review the book.
虽然我们讲这些人都是2500年前左右的人，400年前。
These Bible characters existed on 2,400 years ago.
但是你会发现，他当时的处境跟我们今天的处境都是非常雷同的。
But we will find a lot of similarities between their circumstances and ours.
然后他们被神用，他们之所以能够得胜的属灵原则，今天绝对可以用在我们的处境中啊。
And the spiritual principles of how they can be used by God also apply to us today.
首先我们很简单的来看一下黎西米所处的世代。
Let's briefly examine the time of Nehemiah.
就着他眼前所看见的，他是在被掳在巴比伦，他那个时候所在是在波斯的王宫里面。
So at that time he was serving in the palace of Persia, empire.
就换句话说，
he was in captivity.
他眼睛所看见的神的儿女们，绝大多数是在被仇敌辖制、被仇敌掳掠的光景里面。
So what he was able to see were children of God being in great distress and oppression.
弟兄姊妹，被掳是旧造生命的一个本质跟一个特性哈，我们常常不自由。
So in captivity is actually a nature and natural characteristics of our old flesh. We're oftentimes not free.
神借着很多不同的环境来显明我们这个人不自由的地方。
So God will use all kinds of circumstances to expose that we are not in freedom.
但是我说过，神的显明是为了医治，为了拯救。
Well, as I said, God's exposure is actually to bring about healing and salvation.
当我们真正认识被掳的时候，我们才会立志要归回，要得自由。
When we truly understand and see that we are in captivity, then we will want to be set free.
不然我们会觉得自己很好哈。
Otherwise, we will think we're just okay.
我们这样子还可以。
And it is okay.
但是神把我们带到一些处境，带到一些试探，带到一些软弱和跌倒的光景里面。
But God will bring us into circumstances, into weakness, and even fall, so that we can know.
你才发现，不光在我的生活里面有这么多的不自由，原来是我的生命并不自由。
So not only that outwardly we are not free, but inwardly our life is not in freedom.
所以那时候黎西米所看见的，就是百姓绝大多数都被掳在外邦，在外邦的辖制管理底下。
So what Nehemiah was seeing is that God's people in majority are in exile and captivity.
然后接着在黎西米记第一章
，and then in Nehemiah chapter 1，
我们看见有一些人从耶路撒冷来到波斯啊
，and then some people came to Persia from Judah。
黎西米碰到他们的时候，马上就问他们说：“神百姓在耶路撒冷的情形到底如何
？”As Nehemiah saw them, he immediately inquired of them the condition of God's people in Jerusalem。
你知道那时候已经有一般的人不甘心被掳哈，他们离开了巴比伦，他们回到了耶路撒冷。
So at that time there was already a group of people who did not want to live in captivity under Babylon, so they went back to Jerusalem。
这一般人都是特别有追求、特别爱神的人。
These are the people people who loved the Lord and they wanted to pursue the Lord.
因为七十年在巴比伦那么舒服的环境啊，世界的享受已经把人弄得腐化了，同化了。
So actually, after 70 years of captivity in Babylon, they could have been already corrupted and assimilated.
他们已经非常习惯那样子世界的生活。
They're already accustomed to the life of the world.
但是当神的时间到了，应许七十年被掳以后可以回来。
But when the time that God has ordained comes, after 70 years of captivity, people started to return.
神借着耶利米说，七十年就是七十年啊。
Prophet Jeremiah, 70 years is exactly 70 years.
整整到了七十年的时候，巴比伦最后一个王波沙撒王当夜被神废掉，然后波斯马代取而代之。
So when exactly 70 years has come, the last king of Babylon got assassinedAnd then the empire of Persia came.
然后波斯马代这个古列王一登基的第一年就下令说人可以回去。
So the first years of King Cyrus of Persia, he had a decree that people could return back to Jerusalem.
任何被掳的，你想要回去，回到你的神的地方去侍奉神，可以回去。
Anyone who's in captivity can go back to your hometown to serve your God.
你知道圣经上记载所有回来的人不到五万一个人。
You know, the scripture recorded that all that returned were less than 50,000.
这一般人是特别爱的人。
And those are the people who love the Lord.
这一般人是特别在乎神家见证的人。
They care about the testimony of God's people.
这一般人是在巴比伦河边没有办法弹琴作乐的人。
Those are the group of people who could not just enjoy being by the river Babylon.
所以他们回到了耶路撒冷。
Therefore, they went back to Jerusalem.
他们重建了祭坛。
They rebuilt the altar.
恢复了以神为中心的生活。
They restored a lifestyle that is God-centered.
他们重建了圣殿。
Reestablished the holy temple.
他们恢复了来敬拜神的生活。
They restored a lifestyle of worshiping God.
他们在那里恢复了圣经圣言在神儿女们中间该有的地位。
And they restored the esteemed place of holy words of God.
就在他们一步一步做恢复工作的时候。
As they are in a progressive restoration.
后来他们开始盖城墙。
They started to rebuild the city wall.
没想到开始盖城墙的时候，仇敌就来破坏了。
But then as they started to build the city wall, the enemy started to attack.
所以当尼希米问这些从耶路撒冷来到波斯的人说，到底神的百姓的情形最近怎么样？
So when Nehemiah inquired of these people who just came from Jerusalem, the condition of God's people.
这些朋友告诉他说，百姓们正在遭大难，受凌辱。
And then they reported that God's people were in great distress and reproach.
因为城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
Because the city wall was destroyed and the city gates were burned by fire.
弟兄姊妹，在这里让我们看见，不光让我们看见尼希米所处的世代是一个被掳的世代。
So not only that we get to see Nehemiah lived in a time of captivity.
也是一个要重建神家、恢复神家见证的时候被破坏、被攻击的一个世代。
This is also a time that when they are about to rebuild God's house and reestablish testimony, they're being attacked.
我们讲尼希米的时候曾经讲过啊。
So when I preached about Nehemiah, I mentioned it.
尼希米被神打发回来最重要的一个使命就是重建城墙。
The greatest importance of Nehemiah's mission of sending back is to rebuild the city wall.
一个没有城墙的国家或是城市，它是暴露在仇敌攻击底下的。
A nation or city without a wall is being exposed to the attacks of the enemies.
它没有保护，
Without protection,
他没有见证。
Without testimony,
不光国家、城市是这样。
Not only so with nations or cities.
其实，在任何的家庭也是这样。
It's the same with families.
一个家庭没有城墙，这个家是仇敌可以自由进出的家庭。
A family without walls or fence is a family that the enemy can come in and out freely.
一个教会如果没有城墙的话，是仇敌可以自由进来破坏的教会。
A church without walls or fence is a church.That the enemy can come in and out freely.
连你我个人如果没有城墙的话，也是仇敌可以自由进出来破坏的。
Same as individuals, you and I, without walls, the enemy can freely come to destroy.
所以当大卫犯罪之后，
So after David sinned,
他在诗篇五十篇写的悔改认罪诗。
He wrote a psalm of confession, Psalms 51.
他向神承认罪，他求神赦免他的罪。
He confessed his sins and asked for God's forgiveness.
然后最后结束的时候他说求你按你的美意善待锡安建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
So at the end of the psalm, he says, be merciful and gracious to your people and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
他就是知道在他个人的生活里面因为缺少城墙或是城墙有破口了让他在一不小心的时候犯了大罪。
He understood that there was a gap, maybe there wasn't a wall in his lifetime, in his life, therefore he committed this great sin.
就连我们的思想没有城墙的话仇敌可以常常把各样消极的败坏的这个不讨神喜悦的思想放到我们里面来、啊。
If our mind is without protection of walls, then the enemy can easily put defile our mind with ungodly thoughts.
最明显的例子大家回家看就在约翰福音十三章。
So the one example in the scripture is in John chapter 13.
讲到月节吃晚饭的时候撒旦将卖耶稣的意思放到犹大的心里面。
That was at the last supper, the Passover supper, Satan put this thought in Judah's mind to betray Jesus.
因为在他的思想里面他没有城墙没有保护。
Because there was no wall in his mind.
没有城墙说到没有分别的界限。
In other words, there's no separating boundaries.
所以当仇敌帮卖耶稣的意思放到犹大心里的时候他就定义要卖耶稣。
So an enemy put the thought to betray Jesus in Judah's mind, then he made up his mind and followed the thought to betray Jesus.
宾如义师母说属灵心思是属灵的第一个战场。
Sister Pan Lewis says, our mind is our first battlefield.
所以很多的时候仇敌先把一个思想给我们这个思想引导我们去采取行动采取犯罪。
Oftentimes, what the enemy will do first is to put a thought in our mind, and then we just follow that thought and then commit a sin.
所以我们要看见尼希米所处的世代面对的挑战跟我们今天非常非常的雷同。
Therefore, we can see that the challenges that Nehemiah faced is very similar to our time.
今天我们一不小心我们就会发现我这个人原来不这么不自由。
Without being watchful, then we can easily see that we are without freedom.
我可以立志行善可是我却行不出来。
I can make resolution to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
我不喜欢的恶我反倒去做。
I will do the evils that I hate.
所以很多的叹息都是我真是苦啊谁能够救我。
Oftentimes we will sigh with frustration, woe to me, who can save me?
弟兄姊妹大家觉不觉得这是我们常常有的写照和经历、啊、
Do you see that is the portrayal of our life?
你明明觉得我不要再去生那个人气了我要原谅他可是你原谅不了。
Sometimes we will say, I will never get mad at this person again. I will forgive him, but I just cannot do it.
你会说我再也不要犯罪了我再也不要犯罪了得罪神可是我们犯了。
We will say that I will not sin against God anymore, but we continue doing it.
我们立的心志说主我一定要好好有稳定的灵修生活可是我们却是建立不起来。
Or we make up our mind to have a good devotional life, but we just cannot do it.
主，我下次一定要准时，我再也不要迟到。我要 honor you， 我要不要去偷别人的时间。
Or we will say, Lord, I don't want to be late again. I will honor you. I will not rob other people's time.
但是我们还是迟到。
But we continue to be late.
你就发现在我们里面有很多的不自由。
You see that there's so much in us that is not free.
我们的心思、我们的情感、我们的意志，通通都不自由。
Our mind, our emotions, and even our will are not free.
我们需要认识被掳，然后要立志归回。
So we have to realize that we are in captivity. Therefore, we can make up our mind to be free.
所以归回不光是在历史上发生的事情。
So a return from exile does not just happen in history.
也是得胜生命今日在我们身上的彰显。
It is also a manifestation of a victorious life in us today.
每一个肯归回的神都非常的宝贵。
Anyone that returned from exile is being precious by God.
读以斯拉记，读尼希米记，神数算他们都数算到个位数。
You read the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, you will see that God numbered them to the single digit.
不光人数算，连奴隶仆婢数算，连牲畜神都数算，有多少匹都数到个位数。
God did not just number those people, God's people, even the slaves, even the livestock.
所以每一次的归回都是得胜。
So every return is a manifestation of victory.
弟兄姊妹，我们失败是难免的。
It is never inevitable that we might fail.
被掳是旧造生命的本性。
Because being captured in captivity is just a natural
manifestation. 却是得胜生命的彰显。
But yet, our return is a manifestation of our victorious
life. 归回让神在我们身上做重建的工作是最讨神喜悦的事情。
After return, then we allow God to rebuild in our lives.
所以归回不光是一个呼召，本身也是一个淘汰啊。
So the return is not only a calling, but it is also part of elimination process.
神呼召我们从所有被掳的光景里面出来。
Because God is calling us to come out of the condition of being in exile.
出来就蒙福。
After we return, we will be blessed.
不出来，我们就继续活在仇敌的辖制底下。
If we remain in captivity, we will be continue under the oppression of the enemy.
所以，当尼希米听见百姓遭大难、受凌辱的时候
，So when Nehemiah heard that God's people was in great distress and reproach,
圣经上告诉我们，他就坐下来哭泣，在神的面前祷告、禁食祷告。
Then the scripture told us that he started to weep and then fasted and pray before God.
他才是一个非常关心神家、以神家兴旺为己任的人。
We see that he's a person who cared about the house of God and regarded the rise and fall of the house of God as his responsibility.
我记得林道亮院长曾经说过，这个神家兴衰，舍我其谁？
林道亮he once said that the rise and fall of God's household is my responsibility.
一面来说，我们需要谦卑，我自己不能做什么。
Yes, on one hand, we need to be humble, knowing that we alone cannot do anything.
另外一方面来说，我们却需要把自己放在神的手中，没有一个人可以小看自己。
Yeah, on the other hand, we ought to put ourselves in God's hands and let us not despise ourselves.
你知道，当以色列1948年复国的时候
，When the nation Israel was established in 1948.
周围的阿拉伯国家说，我们一起把他们赶到地中海去。
All the Arab countries around them says, together we will drive them out into the Mediterranean Sea.
整个以色列所有的军队不到20,000个人，而周围的国家是几十万人。
Because the entire army in the Israelite nation was about 20,000.
那时候以色列那个犹太人在世界各地，大家放下自己的锦绣前途，放下自己舒适的生活，一个一个回来啊。
At that time, many people, many Jews around the world, they will leave their comfortable lives and return back to Israel.
他们说那个时候在世界上很多杰出的科学家拿了博士，拿的这都是很高成就的人。他们回到以色列来，他们当 pilot， 他们去开坦克车，他们甚至做清洁清道夫。
At that time, a lot of people, when they were in other countries, they are very well established. They are scientists. And then when they went back to Israel, they would be willing to be like janitors or even drivers of tanks.
那是两个完全不同的生活。
And then their lifestyles are just very drastic.
他们原来是这么舒服，这么有成就，这么丰富的生活。
They used to live a life of great accomplishment.
他们为了地上的国家，他们回来了。
But yeah, they were willing to return for this nation on earth.
他们不光要牺牲很多，付许多的代价。
Not only that, they had to sacrifice and pay a big price.
他们根本就是冒着生命的危险。
They even have to risk their life.
但是我们却发现这一批人。
But yet, this group of people,
把周围的国家打得稀里哗啦的。
They defeated all their neighboring countries.
周围几次要打他们，没有一次能够成功。
None of their enemies' attempts succeeded.
弟兄姊妹，今天神家需要我们。
Today, God's house needs us.
尼希米是一个以神家兴旺为己任的人。
Nehemiah is a person who owns the responsibility of the rise and fall of God's house.
而且是有非常具体行动的人。
And also he has concrete actions.
他是 pray ahead, 然后 plan ahead.
He not only pray ahead, but he plan ahead.
他一听到这个消息，他就先祷告。
When he heard of this news, he immediately prayed.
而且在他祷告的里面，他就求神告诉他该怎么做。
And then in his prayer, he asked God for directions.
所以有一天，当波斯王跟王后问他说，你要准备怎么做的时候，他把他的计划讲得清清楚楚的。
So one day when King and Queen of Persia Empire asked him about his plans, he was able to give them the details.
他们问他说，你要回去多久，你需要什么，他全部都讲出来。
So when they asked him, so how long are you going to be gone and what do you need? He immediately was able to report to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们也不要属灵到一个地步，在神家完全没有计划。
So, brothers and sisters, this teaches us that we don't have to be so spiritual that we will do anything without any plans.
很多传道人说他从来不需要预备讲章的，因为他是随从圣灵的。
Some preachers say they never prepare sermons because they just follow the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们需要平衡。
Brothers and sisters, I think we need to balance.
一面离了他，我们不能做什么。
Yes, on one hand, apart from him, we cannot do anything.
你再好的计划没有不会 work 的。
even your greatest plan will not succeed.
但是另外一方面，尼西米却让我们看见他是有祷告的人，而且在祷告中有计划的人。
Yeah, on one hand, on the other hand, we learn from Nehemiah that not only he prayed, he also had plans.
所以当王问他的时候，他把他所有的计划全部讲出来。
So when the king asked him, he was able to tell him his plans in great detail.
现在年底，我们要求各个部门、各个小组要开会，一方面检讨过去，一方面展望未来。
So now as the year end approaches, we ask all the service groups to get together, have meetings, not only to review the past, but also to plan for the future year.
因为我们希望真正能够明白神的旨意，然后走在神的喜悦中。
Because we really want to know God's will and walk in His favor.
而且是大家在身体的里面一起来往前去。
That we will together walk, march forward as a body.
第二个，当他回来的时候。
So second, after he returned,
他一回到耶路撒冷。
Soon as he arrived in Jerusalem,
他没有跟别人说什么。
He did not discuss with any others.
他就在夜间，我不晓得有没有时差哈，应该没有时差。
But at night, I don't know if he had jet lag. Probably not.
因为从波斯到耶路撒冷最多时差一个小时，所以他不是睡不着觉。
So from Persia back to Jerusalem at the most, it's just 1 hour difference. So I don't think it's because he could not fall asleep.
他不能睡觉不是因为时差，而是因为负担太重。
So I don't think he could not sleep because of jet lag, but because of his great burden.
圣经上告诉我们，他就夜间起来查看城墙被毁坏。
The scripture tells us that he woke up at night and went out to examine the situation of brokenness of the wall.
所以我在这里讲到第二个点，尼希米是一个对神家真实情况有第一手了解，而且能够带进改进之道的人。
Therefore, I listed here, Nehemiah was a vessel that had a first-hand understanding of the situation of house of God.
他不光听别人告诉他。
So now he just not.He did not just listen to others.
他自己起来第一手的来明白来查看城家被毁坏的情形。
But he went out and examined the situation of the destruction.
但是弟兄姊妹，这已经很宝贵了哈。
But this is so precious already.
因为很多人对自己神家的问题自己都不知道。
Because a lot of people are not aware of the situation of God's house.
我们小组为什么不活？我们这个 department 为什么大家没有负担？我们自己不知道原因在哪里。
Oftentimes we do not know the reason why our small group is so dead or our service group has no motivation.
为什么大家服事这么被动？为什么缺少火焰？为什么缺少祝福？我们自己不知道原因。
Oftentimes we don't know the reason why we lack passion and we're so passive.
尼希米是起来第一手起来查看到底什么地方出问题。
But yet Nehemiah rose up and examined and find out the root cause.
现代的人都喜欢把责任丢给别人啊。
Nowadays we like to blame other people.
哎呀，我们的组员不像那一组的。
It's because our members are not like those members.
啊，组员就认为我们的小组长不像那一个小组长。
The members might say that our small group leader is not as good as others.
你看，我们早年去外地服事的时候，常常回来跟你讲外地复兴的情形。
In early days, after we come back from mission trips, we will tell you how other churches of revival.
那时候有些弟兄姊妹特别怕我们去中国回来以后讲中国复兴的情形。
At that time, some brothers and sisters were afraid that when we come back from China, that we would tell them how churches in China are reviving.
那弟兄姊妹觉得这个在传道人眼中我们不争气。
Because brothers and sisters might think that we don't measure up.
但是弟兄姊妹有弟兄姊妹的看法，他们去参加别的聚会以后，就回来说别的教会传道人怎样怎样怎样。
But then Brothers and sisters, after they visit other churches, they will come back and say, they will tell about other pastors.
哇，他讲到 powerful.
They will say, other pastors, they preach with power.
哦，他们的敬拜很有恩膏。
And then their worship is full of anointing.
哦，整个聚会充满了自由。
And then their meetings are very free.
啊，弟兄姊妹，先不管别的哈。
So let us put all these aside.
我们学习先不把责任丢给旁边的。
But let us learn not to blame on others.
我们先第一手的来查看什么地方让我们不能够承受神的祝福
？Let us examine the first hand. What is the root cause that we cannot inherit God's blessings?
什么地方是我们的破口，漏掉了神的祝福
？Or what is the gap that leads out God's blessings?
因为很多的时候不是神不祝福我们
，Oftentimes it's not because God does not bless us，
而是因为器皿有破口。
It's because there's a leaking, there's a gap in the vessel.
我常常说破口不需要多，只要有再多的祝福，早晚漏光的。
As I mentioned very often, we don't need a lot of gaps, but If there's just one, it will leak out all the blessings.
一个城墙不需要有太多的破口。
So like a city wall does not need a lot of gaps.
它只要有破口，仇敌就可以进来。
As long as there's a broken gap, then the enemy can sneak in.
这是我们常常失败的地方。
And that is often the reason for our failure.
因为很多地方我们觉得都还不错。
Because we feel it's pretty good at a lot of places.
我们只有一点点的地方，我们知道还有问题。
We only know there's just one little thing that still has problem.
但是没想到这个东西却成为我们致命伤。
But that becomes our fatal wound.
尼希米起来查看城墙的毁坏的情形。
So when Nehemiah rose up and to examine.
而且你发现尼希米是一个非常会采取积极弥补行动的人。
And we can see that he was also a person who can take aggressive actions.
他不是只会发现问题。
He did not just discover and identify the problems.
他能够为了问题找出解决之道。
But he was able to find a solution for the problems.
他不是只是发现破口。
He did not just find the gap, the broken gap.
他能够用自己的力量，或是帮助众人一起把破口补起来。
But he was able to either by himself or with helping others to fix the brokenness.
这是斯派克弟兄在恢复神儿子丰满见证的书里面特别特别提出来的。
So this is what Brother Sparks especially mentioned in his book Restoring the Testimony of God's People.
他说今天我们要发现神家有什么问题很容易的。
He says today it's very easy to identify and discover the problems in God's house.
虽然我们的发现和了解不见得正确，不见得深入。
Our discovery might not be accurate or in depth.
但是任何人都会感觉到这个教会，哎呀，大家的爱心不够。
But it's very easy for people to see that people are lacking love in this house, in this church.
这个教会的次序太乱了，都已经开始聚会了，底下还在讲话，菜市场一样。
Or this church is out of order. When the meeting started, people are still chatting like in the market.
或者这个教会不够尊重神，迟到的情形很严重。
Or this church does not honor God enough because people are just getting late.
或者这个教会不同心 ，leader 们彼此勾心斗角，你很容易发现问题的。
Or there's strife among the leaders, and then they're not in one accord. It's very easy to identify the issues.
但是神家真正需要的人是不光发现问题能够解决问题的人。
But what the house of God needs is not only people who can identify the issues but also find solutions.
所以以前我曾经跟大家举过一个例子哈。
So I have given you an example before.
你跑到任何一个 shopping mall 一个购物中心去。
As you go to any shopping mall.
啊，或是你到动物园，或是到任何游乐场所去。
Or you go to amusement park or zoo.
他一定都有一个很大的地图挂在那里啊。
They usually will post a big map.
然后你过来看的时候，你会先去找什么
？As you look at the map, what do you look for first?
找那个红点哈 ，You are here， 对不对？你在这里。
You will find the red dot says you are here.
然后你现在就接着要找的就是我准备再去看大象哈，你会看大象园在哪里
？The next, you will try to find your destination. See if you want to see you want to see elephant, then you will find a.
然后第三件事情，你就会找说，我怎么样子去是最好的。
The third step is to find your path. What's the best path to go?
如果你已经很累了，你就会找最短的路。
If you're already very tired, then you will find the shortest path.
如果在你的计划里面，你体力还够，但是你想看大象以前啊，能够再去看猴子的话，你就会看哪一条路是我两个都可以看到的。
But if you still have strength to visit other animals, say monkeys, then you might find the path that.Can get you to both.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当一个神家的领袖在这里服侍神儿女的时候
，So when leaders at church trying to serve God's people,
他一方面要知道神所要的，要我们去的是哪里。
The leaders need to know where God wants us to go.
一方面，他也需要知道我们现在到底在哪里。
And then on the other hand, the leader also needs to know where we are now.
然后我们要找出我们达到那条路最有效的方法。
And then we ought to find a path that can get us to the destination most effectively.
我想最近我们各个小组都在开会的时候。
Now is the season that all the small groups are having meetings.
我希望我们为着这样子的事情来祷告。
And I hope that we will pray for such things.
到底神把我们这个小组摆在这里，神叫我们这个小组成立，到底目的是什么
？What is God's purpose for our small group?
我们羡慕成为一个怎样的小组
？What kind of small group that we long to become?
然后我们看看我们现在是怎样
？And then look at.Where we are now?
到底我们在哪里
？Where are we now?
我们要怎么样子可以到那里去
？So how can we get there?
这就是尼希米。
And that is Nehemiah.
他回来不是骂大家，你们为什么让城墙被破坏？
He did not come back and just rebuke people. Why do you allow the city wall to be destroyed?
你看看这里也破了，那里也烂了，那个门居然被烧了。
Look at this brokenness and that gate being burned.
没有，他回来，他知道哪里破坏。
But he came back and he knew where was destroyed.
而且被毁坏到什么程度，他通通知道。
And then the extent of destruction, he knew.
需要多少材料，需要怎么样子的材料啊，能够来保住这个地方，他通通都去了解。
And he tried to understand what kind of material and how much that needs for the fix and repair.
所以当他在这里回来的时候，他就把这个东西传递出来。
So after he came back, he passed on the burdens.
等到他都预备好了。
And when everyone was ready,
他把神百姓们找来。
And then when he was ready, he gathered God's people.
他就发出呼召来。
And he made a call.
他说起来，让我们重建城墙，免得再受凌辱。
He says, "Arise up, so that we will repair and rebuild the city walls, so that we will no longer be under reproach."
圣经上虽然没有告诉我们，没有这样子的记载，但是我相信他把他的计划都讲出来。
Even though the scripture did not record it, but I'm sure he also told them his plans.
但是在他讲这些计划以前，他把负担、把使命感传给神的儿女们。
But before he represented his plans, he will pass on the burden to God's people. 所以
圣经上把这最重要的部分记载下来，就是叫我们要起来。
So the scripture recorded the most important part is his exhortation.
要起来，一定要起来。
Rise up, you have to rise up.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端，点击联络我们。在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。